Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, write it down. 5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution as opposed to part of the problem. I mean that sincerely. Because, really, you want to make sure that you have the information you need moving forward to make sure you don't make a fool of yourself and the rest of us while you're at it. I don't want to be made a fool of either. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So we'll go ahead and do some of these crazy story wrap-ups. Although I love these stories. They're all over the place. They're crazy. Like the people who think that they're real. Chuck the Schumer. God, I love this guy. You know, he really believes that they were not hurt at all, by the way, by the debate with Oz the other night. Did you hear me? They really think that I won't say they think they did a good job, because they don't. But they are sure that the debate with Oz was fine and didn't hurt them at all. Right? Fetterman debate did not hurt. This is what he told Joey B on a hot mic that somebody forgot to... I wish that this would happen so much more often. Schumer downplayed the damage from the stroke survivor, John Fetterman. The former Democrat Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell said Fetterman shouldn't have debated in hindsight. Other Democrats worried that it would have ended their chances of flipping the Senate state, flipping the seat blue in November, excuse me. It looks like the debate didn't hurt us too much in Pennsylvania, so that's good. That's what Schumer told the president, probably what he thought the president wanted to hear. Right? And are they that tone deaf? No, come on, really. Are they that tone deaf that they don't understand that other than hardcore, die-hard Democrats only voting for a Democrat, no matter what happens, the more middle-of-the-road Democrats now are switching their vote to Oz. That's why the polls are closing quickly. Right? And I got to give him credit. It doesn't matter whether it was Oz or somebody else. Or if it was flipped. Let's say it was Oz who had the stroke. And the other fellow was bright and sharp and what have you. I would say you even as a Republican, you can't vote for him. You can't vote for the guy who's not going to be able to function at 100%. Or the girl. Or the non-gender, non-binary person, whatever. You got to vote for the right person for the job, the one that'll actually get it done. stories like this make me feel better. Pro-life Democrat brings a smackdown after, you know, Dr. Phil audience member compares pregnancy to cancer. Wow. How cold can you be? No, really, how cold can you be? You have to ask, because I want to know. Pro-life state senator Katrina Jackson, she's a Democrat out of Louisiana. And what's really funny is a lot of the Democrats in Louisiana are pro-life. They vote totally different than Democrats in other areas. She brought the smackdown on pro-abortion arguments on the Dr. Phil on Wednesday while an audience member compared pregnancy to cancer. Jackson was on the show as part of an abortion discussion with several speakers at the roundtable. Right? She responded to one abortion support by saying, "When you said we're forcing pregnancy, I've heard that on the stage. The truth is that we're not forcing pregnancy." She said, "We're forcing adults to be responsible." Ooh. Oh, my God. Can you really say that? "We're forcing adults to be really responsible, which means responsibility for your actions." That's what an audience member compared to being pregnant with getting lung cancer from smoking cigarettes. This is a sickness. Sorry. Right? If that's what we're going to say, is that you have to face the consequence that someone who develops lung cancer after smoking, knowing there's a risk, shouldn't be treated. I'm sorry. Killing a baby is not treatment. Anyway, the audience member argued that comparing the abortion to the treatment of cancer, though this is a medical treatment, abortion is health care. Later in the episode, Jackson condemned the framing of the entire abortion conversation, where the killing of one's unborn is promoted as a means to escape financial strife. Right? Especially for minority women. This is a black woman saying this. This isn't a white woman or a white guy telling somebody in the black community what they should believe, what they should be. She went on to say, "When I hear people saying to the point of 9 months a healthy baby can be aborted, let me tell you what the most offensive to me, Dr. Phil, is when I hear people say that for black and brown women, the remedy to bring the remedy to them living in poverty is abortion." She said, "We perpetuate racism at that point for years." Right? Think about that. Let that swim around in your head for a second. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, wake up. Do the right thing. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. To become part of the solution, you won't be part of the problem, which is what you're becoming when you sit there on the couch, when you don't get involved, when you don't engage. It appears that you don't care at that point, and I don't believe that's true of any of you that are listening to the show. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 60. All right. Talking about how a Democrat, a Louisiana Democrat, State Senator Katrina Jackson. Now, I've heard this before from her, though, this kind of thinking. I've also heard other Democrat legislators out of Louisiana have a kind of a different viewpoint on life, anti-abortion, those kind of things, than others. And I love it because Nancy Pelosi says that if you're pro-life, there's no place for you in the party. No place. So my question would be, how do these people stay in the party? You know why? Because Pelosi doesn't want to lose the votes in that state. Oh, really? She doesn't really lose any of it. She'd lose two senators? Right? Come on. So this is what's so nice about having a pro-life Democrat. And she's been like this for a while, so let's not beat on her, okay? But her point, her more poignant point, she says, I keep hearing as a black or brown woman, when I'm sitting in poverty, their answer is, my poverty is not to expand my family. That's the message I'm getting from my party. Right? And this is, you know what? And Margaret Sanger used to say this. I'm going to beat this up because some of you are listening, some of you are paying attention, some of you are not. The Margaret Sanger Award is not something you should be proud of. It's not something you should not be looking at any elected official or somebody running for office and going, oh my God, I can't believe this person won the Margaret Sanger Award. Well, why don't you go look and listen and find out what her speeches were all about, what her job was, what she was actually looking to do. And when you find that out, if you're not appalled, you've got no heartbeat. For all intents and purposes, she wanted to wipe out the black community in this country, the undesirables, the dregs of society. Yeah, really. These aren't lies of the right. They're real. Raising pro-life kids in a pro-choice culture? Got to start at home. It's like everything else. Everything starts at home. It's nuts for you people to keep sending your kids to school thinking they're going to learn moral values there. You are out of your mind. So if you're going to raise kids that value life, at every age, every stage, got to do it from home. Got to be intentional about it. When you hear something on TV, when you hear they're reading something or somebody suggests something, you look right at your kids, right at whoever you have and go, we don't believe that, or no, it's not a blob of cells. It's got a nose, it's got fingers, it's got a heartbeat. Bethany Bomberger, co-founder and executive director of the Radiance Foundation Faith-Based Education System. Its headquarters is outside of Washington, D.C., believes its importance of creating a family that celebrates life. Now, Bomberger told Fox News Digital in an interview that she hopes pro-life kids, her new book, they need to learn this. So her new book, geared to children in kindergarten through sixth grade, can be a catalyst for a lot of adults who think it's too hard to talk about. How is that too hard for an adult to talk about? I hear this all the time. Why? These are your kids. They didn't ask for you. You brought them into this world. Right? We're living in a culture screaming lies at our children, and what are we doing about it? How are we teaching them to value human life? Or life, period. Right, so if we don't teach our children, there is a broken world that will teach them for us. Is that really what you want? Mom of four, Bomberger, was a teacher for many years, both public and Christian schools. It was inside a classroom, she said, that she learned the power of literature. And that kids need adults to delve into some really hard issues that are age-appropriate. Bomberger and her husband, Ryan, co-founder of the Radiance Foundation, they speak to tens of thousands of people each year at events all over the country. They frequently notice, she said, that the young people in both high school and college often say, my parents were pro-life, but I know better. Did you hear that? When they go through these classes and they talk to lots of young people, they notice that young people, when they're talking, both in high school and college, will say that my parents are pro-life, but I know better. I'm pro-abortion. I know better than them. Bob Gerger believes that the very well-intentioned people with a pro-life worldview don't know really how to communicate that worldview. Right? We'll go, and we need to. We need to go over and push some of those foundations. And the beauty behind this, when you look at these people, when you deal with these people, they are from all walks of life. All backgrounds. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian. For pro-life. So really, again, they try to pigeonhole us into one area. Or and to say that we only believe things one way. 855-REAL-JOE. I'd love to know what you have to say. 855-732-5563. And the other thing behind that is, too, your job is to raise your children. It's not the job of the school to raise your children. Some of you think you drop your kids off at school is like, whew, good, they're gone for the day. Really. And then you complain what they learned at school. Are you involved and engaged? Do you know what they're learning? Do you know what they're teaching? Probably not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Head up to the website, joemessina.com. Check it out. Give me thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs sideways. I really don't care. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials are warning about soaring heating costs. The Department of Energy expects heating bills to go up about 28% this season as inflation rises. Axios reports people in states like Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, and Maine should expect caps on heating oil purchases as supplies dwindle. It's been months since the Uvalde school shooting, which left 19 children and two teachers dead. And parents and families are calling for consequences for the slow police response. Texas State Democratic Senator Roland Gutierrez says the public has a right to more information on the case.
They don't want to see their dead kids. They want to know who failed. And who failed was every law enforcement agency at the scene, and even the VORTAC team.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We're back. Don't forget your host. Always a pleasure. 855-732-5563. Hey, let's talk about what Joey B has brought us. I mean, I'll get back to some of these stories in a second. But let's talk about what Joey B has brought along. Are you ready for this? The last day under Trump, let's talk about some of the numbers that are out there. And these numbers, I think, are about a week, 2 weeks old or something, somewhere around there, but... Under Trump, the last day that Trump was in office, that's the first number I'll give you, right? 1.4% inflation rate, 1.4, okay? And was it rising? Inflation rate now, under Joey B's team, 8.3%, and rising. Gas prices, last day of Donald Trump, $2.39. California was a tad higher, just under $3. Today, $7. $6.99. 30-year mortgage rates, listen, 30 years. 2.65% 30-year rate. Under Joey B, we just hit a little over 7%. Right? Is this it? I mean, maybe I don't get this. Was this Build Back Better? Is that what this was supposed to be? Average rent prices under Donald Trump, $1,600. Average rent prices under Joey B, about $2,300. Yeah. Apparently, I don't know what better is. My dictionary doesn't have it laid out properly. NASDAQ, 13.3. It was up. Down right now at 10 plus, 11 plus. Grocery prices. Under Donald Trump, they increased 3.5%. Now, according to this chart, grocery prices of the Joey B went up 13%. No, no, not in California. No, they're up in the 20s. Electricity rose 1.5% under Trump, 15%+ under Joey B. Right? The real average earnings, hourly earnings, under Donald Trump, increased 4%. The real average of the Joey B has decreased by almost 3%. Isn't this great? I mean, who knew it could get this good? It doesn't stop with these people. And they will defend him, right? They will tell you that the Titanic didn't nothing happened. Go back to your cabin. As they're using coffee cans to try to get the water out of the ship. That's what they're like. It's what they've always been like. This is nothing new. You know, I've got relatives back east that are telling me about this stuff now, telling me what's going on. You know, just unreal. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, when you think about some of this stuff, God, these people. The pro-life people. We were talking about, I told you when I came back, I was going to hit some of these items, but I had to get past that one thing. That was great. If you really want to instill pro-life into your kids, because they will get, if it's not deep inside them, it'll get changed when they go to college. There's no way around it. Sorry. Right? If you don't teach your kids at home, the world's going to teach them. The world will get a hold of them. The world wants them. Parents, you create a foundation. This is some of the steps you need to do to make sure your kids are strong. One way suggested Baumgarten is to hold once a week family meeting or a date that you can come up with to the family calendar where you can say, hey, today we're going to talk about these things, whether it's, you know, life, God, whatever it is. Right? We can't shy away from creating a foundation. We can't. You could never be too strong or too talk too much about your family foundation. Make it your family foundation. Don't say what Christians believe. Say what we believe as Christians. Yes, we are Christians, and what we believe is this. Make it personal. Since kids are inundated with a culture that things like abortion is health care and abortion is women's rights, we're going to give them new standards. We're going to work with them differently. Parents need to be very intentional about what they say to the kids and stop leaving it up to your 7-year-old to decide whether life is valuable or not. They're very much influenced by the people around them. You should be the influence around them. And this current culture of destruction, it has hate and anger at the foundation. Think about it. Look, unless you're driving, close your eyes and think about something. Imagine, if you would, what a baby in the womb looks like at 20 weeks. That way I can get past that whole, do you have a heartbeat, don't you? 20 weeks. Fingers, toes, strong heart, lungs, brain function, legs, arms. Think about it. And you're afraid to tell your kids that ripping that baby apart is bad. Because you're forcing the woman to be pregnant. As you heard from the black woman legislator out of Louisiana, no, you need to take responsibility for your actions. So you have to. I mean, think about it. Everything in society right now is a bumper sticker slogan. It's all shallow. Sounds cool. My body, my choice. Except when it comes to protecting yourself with a gun or having to take a shot that you don't agree with or don't believe in. Yeah, then it's not your body anymore. When it comes to slogans such as my body, my choice, parents need to drill down. Drill it down. Go through it with your kids in detail. What does that mean? What do you think it means? Do you think it's good? Well, what about this? What about that? Give them, let them, help them to think. Help them with logic. So logic skills are almost non-existent anymore. Right? And among the benefits of raising children who value life, when we help children understand the power of what it means to be pro-life, they see other human beings as important, having value. There's no value. Look, there's no value. How do you think the violence has gone up the way it has? We've taught these kids that there's no value in an unborn baby. It is truly just a blob of cells. And if it's not, so what? Still the mother's choice. Think about that. How does that bleed into other things? Yet if you killed a dog the same way, if you killed an American eagle the same way, my God, you'd be probably get life in prison. You know, she says that she has a saying. I don't know if I care for it, but you might like it. She says she tells her kids that we love every human being, not necessarily every human doing. There's a way we can teach people to value others without having to agree with all their behaviors and ideologies and so on. I may try to reach out to her and get a couple of copies of her book, so it looks pretty good. Anytime any individual group begins to think that another individual group of humans is without value, it's a problem. Not going to end well, is it? Right, you saw that with slavery. You saw it with the Holocaust. It leads to depression. It leads to oppression. It leads to racism. Beefs up hatred in many ways. Right? Lila Rose, who I've had. Matter of fact, Lila Rose was the very first interview I ever did on a show. She's a prominent pro-life activist, author and speaker based in California. She put a whole thing together on how parents can raise kids to value life at every stage, which is what we need to do. She said it's a universal experience for children to understand that life is precious, special. Right? You would be hard pressed to find a little kid who doesn't see humanity of the other little kids. I mean, you think about these little kids who see each other, black, white, Asian, whatever they are. See, we bring that into the conversation. I heard a child psychologist once say, other than natural fears, like, you know, standing at the edge of a building looking down, our kids aren't born with fear. They don't understand it. Right? We teach it to them. So we're teaching them a lot more than you think. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Give a call, love to hear what you have to say. And even if I don't agree with you and you don't agree with me, I believe that we can have a decent conversation. Robin from California, you're on, and thanks for calling the show.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you for suggesting that we remind our children about the value of life and to treat each other and to value their own life. I also wanted to add to the abortion debate, if I may, in a time where the equity hashtag is so huge, and the debate about whether it's a life or not in the womb. It's big business in the medical field, and a lot of surgeries are done in utero. So obviously we acknowledge that that's a viable life. And as far as the equity hashtag these days, if it is about reproductive rights, why aren't we doing more to support the families that are infertile and that need additional assistance to achieve a pregnancy?
I'm in total agreement. I did a show about 6-7 months ago. There are 16 adoptive families waiting for every baby we abort. All right? It's ridiculous. We have families that would give that baby love and attention, and we can help the mom that gave it up for adoption. I can't imagine, because I'm not a female, but I can't imagine what it would be like to carry a baby for 9 months, give it up for adoption. But we should be able to help them. And for those who have babies, decide to keep the child, maybe a single mother, we should also have some help for them, maybe some training for a job or whatever it takes. I don't have all the answers, but you're right. We need to be more supportive in these areas, don't we?
Of the choice to fulfill that mission. And there are some nonprofits that do help with the safe surrender in accordance with the safe surrender law and
right.
do arrange abortions. So there are alternatives, legal alternatives to abortion. And maybe we just need to get that information out there more. But
Amen.
I do think that in the debate about abortion and the rights and the rights to cease a life, the fact that the insurance industry and the medical profession, maybe we need to start showing some of those costs and profit margins, like prenatal care. That's a huge industry. And the in utero operations, it's obviously acknowledged as a viable life, or we wouldn't be performing those surgeries in utero.
Well, let me ask you something, Robin. One of my contentions has been, you know, they keep beating up people like me about science. You need to stick with the science. You need to understand the science. I've always said this, not to be gruesome, because it is a gruesome thing, that if we truly believe that what we're doing is true and right and okay, if that's what they believe, then why not show what an abortion is in a health class?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And show that it's not just a matter of convenience. If it is about science...
Yep.
Why is it primarily a convenience-based procedure that's sought?
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, Robin, thanks for calling. I appreciate the call.
Thanks for being awesome. Take care, Joe. Good night.
Yeah. Good night. You know, you say stuff like that, people lose their minds. The left does, actually. They talk about science and the reality, and you should do some study. I always get that. You should study. You should do some science. You should check out what's going on. Okay, fine. I'm with you. I should. Why don't you do the same thing? If you think that abortion is not a big deal, and you think that it's, you know, it should be easy to get, all right, fine. Then why not show the kids in a science class or in a health class, whatever. Why not? I mean, well, listen, it should be in a health class because you call it reproductive health. So let's show it in a health class. Let's show what's going on. I say the same thing when it comes to the whole gender argument. Okay, fine, there's no gender. Prove it in a biology class using DNA, using DNA strands. Show them how it works. I mean, they don't really want this conversation. They don't really want you educated. They don't really want you informed. They say they do, but the information they want to give you truly is misinformation. It's their information aimed at you. And then we need to grow spines. We need to push back. We need to fight back. We need to make it stop. And I tell everybody the same thing. Home is where it starts. Even being on a school board, I tell people on a regular basis. You know, they talk about bullying. They talk about all the stuff that goes on in schools. I go, you know what? You can't fix it in the school. We see it over and over again. Bullying starts at home. They learn bullying at home. They don't learn it in the playground. They don't learn it in a classroom necessarily. So unless you get parents on board with this, unless you get them working with you, you're not going to fix it. And that's why this hit home when I talked about this story, because it starts at home. The value of life, the value, we've lost the value of family in this country. And I won't paint with a broad brush and say everybody, but we have lost the value of family. Family was your accountability. Those people that you love and care about and that you were around on a regular basis, the ones that always truly had your back, not the other members of your friends, we've lost that. We need to get back to that. Your parents need to be having dinner with your kids a couple times a week, no matter how busy you are. And maybe Sunday afternoon is family day, or Sunday is family day. I know, it's so old-fashioned. But not really. It's so family. That's what it is. Liz Cheney endorses her first Democrat. Well, who's surprised? Anybody? After losing her re-election bid in the GOP primary, she has announced that she's supporting Representative Elisa Slotkin, a Democrat out of Michigan. See, I'm proud to endorse Elisa, right, serving together on the Armed Services Committee. I've come to know her. She's good, and she's an honorable public servant. She works hard for people she represents. She wants the best for the country, and it's all for the right reasons. God bless. Slotkin is against Republican State Senate Thomas Barrett, who Cheney has labeled an election denier. I'm grateful for her support in this race. I'm proud of the work we've done together to strengthen national security and America's role in the world, Slotkin said in a statement. She said, we all know that our country is going through a difficult moment right now. Yes, it's about to change, I hope. But throughout our history, two things have helped us weather times like this. Engaged citizens, principled leaders. Well, you lose. You don't have any principled leaders. There's no statespeople left in that level of government for the Democrats. Used to be. And as I said before, you just lost one of your most principled members, Tulsi Gabbard. Right? I mean, again, this doesn't stop until we get real statespeople in there. Not influencers. Not social media influencers. I mean, crazy. You know, I'm always telling you guys that the violence happens from the left, remember? They try to blame us. They're scared of us. They're worried about what we're doing. Right? I mean, seriously. There were violent clashes outside of Turning Point USA at UC Davis the other day. One conservative student was assaulted during the fight. Black conservative Stephen Davis, also known as MAGA Hulk, he was a keynote speaker. Oh, there's my Boston coming out. As many as 100 protesters clashed outside the event. Why? Because they were conservatives. But the left was doing it. The liberals were the one fighting. Why? What is their problem? Now, see, Turning Point eventually canceled the event or the speech over safety concerns. You know what? I'm sorry. Get some more donors. Get more security there. Tell the college to step up. Our hearts go out to the students who were so viciously attacked. We are truly saddened by the state of it. And you know what? We need to take pictures. Where's the FBI? Right? Why aren't they looking at these videos? Why aren't they arresting these people? We've had pro-life clinics. Burned, destroyed, vandalized. No arrests. Not a one. And yet, we have people from January 6th still in jail. How does that work? Right? Charlie Kirk, the co-founder of TPUSA, Turning Point, said it was apparent that the campus police were unable to dispense the violent adjective. They should have known this was going on. They should have had more police there. We need to get the message out. They don't want us to. They're petrified because the truth will set you free. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We're back here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us.